Hello everyone, welcome to a very good Tuesday morning. Today is 15th of October 2024. It's the mid of the month and a lot of things are happening in the business world. The most important and the biggest thing happening right now is Jitex Global at Dubai World Trade Center. And then there is Expand North Star, which is a very complicated combination between Dubai Chambers, Dubai World Trade Center, and then Jitex. So we'll give you all the details about what is happening in those two venues. Expand North Star is happening at Dubai Harbour. So if you're going there, I'll give you a whole plan, how to go there, what to do, what not to do, which hall is doing what. There's a 10-hall event at Dubai Harbour. And then the World Trade Center is obviously hosting Jitex Global, the main event. And whatever happened there, we'll also talk about that. Apart from that, we'll talk about Huda Beauty. She's pledged $500,000 for humanitarian aid in Palestine and Lebanon. So these are the main headlines that we're going to talk about. Jitex Global 2024, the biggest thing that is happening right now in Dubai. It's the talk of the town. Yeah, if it's traffic, sorry, I shouldn't mention it. But to be honest, yesterday I went to Expand North Star and it was very well managed. The traffic was very well managed. RTA is doing actually a very good job at it. There's like 70, 80,000 people who are flying in, who are coming in from Dubai, Abu Dhabi, UAE. So we have local people, we have international delegates. It's a very big number of people that this conference, Jitex Global, is hosting. And they've done a great job about getting awareness to people, how to reach the venue, and what to do, what not to do. So very good. Hats off to them.
I mean, as well, if you've watched the Love Dubai show, every morning we do give you guys updates of like how the roads are leading to Jitex, of course.
Yeah. Because so if you need any updates, just tune into the Love in Dubai show at 8:30.
Yeah, 8:30.
8:30 every day, and you can watch it on all socials, obviously.
100%.
Like you can watch the Smash Business show.
Of course,
on all socials.
I mean that's why, you know, like I go to Smash because I want to tell you that the RTA are doing such a great job managing the traffic leading to Jitex. Yeah. As you said, Jitex is one of the leading events that are happening now.
It's considered the largest event in tech in the world.
100%.
And with Expand North Star coming in, it's more for startups. And now they've included AI in it, but it's more for startups. There's nearly 1,800 startups which are exhibiting at Expand North Star in Dubai Harbour. Me and our CEO, the founder of Augustus Media, Richard Fitzgerald, we went there yesterday. I'll give you a small summary of how to go there. The very easy way is always get a drop at near Hall 1. That's like the main entry point. Go there, take your badge. You must have gotten an email of approval when you buy the ticket or you buy the pass. Just take that, download that, go there, print it, get the lanyard and everything, and enter from Hall 1. So Hall 1 and 2, you'll take an escalator up, you'll go there, you'll see a lot of startups in just two halls. And then from there, go till the very end. The transition from Hall 1 to 2 to the next eight halls is a little complicated. So just go up the escalator, go straight, take in all the things that are happening in those two halls, maybe have a cup of coffee as well. And then when you're done with that, go down at the next end, take the elevator, escalator down, and then from there you can hop on to other halls. So it's not just one big venue which is hosting it. It's multiple halls in multiple places. So between halls, you'll have to walk one and a half minute. Then you go to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All the halls are there. Do exit from hall 10 so you can take in everything. In between, you may see a robot dog, kind of a dog. It's not a dog. I talked to the guy who built it. They're like, we build the software for these robots. The physical parts there, they can be produced by any company. We just sell the software to operate it. So you may see that as well. And there's a whole India section where you can see Indian startups. Then there's a whole investors lounge where if you're exhibiting or you're just visiting and you have a startup but you're not exhibiting, you can book a meeting with investors. Investors from across the globe are there in the investors lounge. You can have their meeting time with them, get 10 minutes, pitch your idea to them and get the money. And get pre-seed, seed, whatever money you want with them. So you can have investor meetings. So this is like a whole lowdown of what is happening in Expand North Star. It's a very big event. Today is day three, and tomorrow is the last day. So make sure if you've bought a pass, go visit it and at least take out 3-4 hours. It's a whole ordeal. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if you're into it, into startups, understand, even if you're an investor, you want to invest in good startups from India, Pakistan, all the countries in the world, they're there. Just go there and maybe see something.
Yes, 100%.
So, the good thing for startups that we always talk about the startups in this region. It really is.
But you know, we as well spoke about how the UAE is actually attracting a lot of millionaires and a lot of businesses, and how the UAE keeps on evolving and is actually transforming towards AI, and which is like a more environmental friendly country. And of course, you know, that comes in line with AI and everything. And as Masjid said, you know, pass by.
Yeah.
It is an event that you would not want to miss, for sure.
It's like one of the events that should be on your yearly calendar every year. You should come here. Let's talk about GITEX Global as well. It started yesterday. His Highness, the ruler of Dubai, he was there. He visited a lot of things that are happening at GITEX Global. Expand North Star is a monster. GITEX Global is just another level of a monster event that is happening. They've expanded to a lot of regions. They're doing GITEX Africa, GITEX Europe, GITEX Asia. But this in Dubai is GITEX Global, where everyone comes. It's the world's largest tech event. GITEX Global claims that. But apart from that, the reviews on the event, they also say that yes, you come to this event, you don't need to go to any event maybe throughout the year. It's such a big event. It kicked off at the Dubai World Trade Center yesterday at 10. This GITEX Global will continue till October 18th. So Expand North Star ends on 16th. GITEX Global goes on till 18th. So you still have a lot of days. It's the 44th edition of GITEX, and it's, oh, that's a big number, 6,500 exhibitors are there, 1,800 startups are there at the Expand North Star and at GITEX Global, divided, combined. 1,200 investors from over 180 countries are there. So again, a lot of money to be taken from investors.
That's true. Now, of course, you know, if you're wondering like why you should go and why, how will this, you know, benefit you in any way? Of course, because we know that the event is actually positioning Dubai as a leading global hub for tech and innovation. As we mentioned earlier on the show, it will be attracting leaders, startup, governments to collaborate and as well explore emerging tech solutions. Now, the UAE's focus on AI and the digital economy that we have spoken about.
Yeah.
If you don't know, we spoke earlier, I have mentioned with Casey on the London Dubai show that UAE plans to go cashless.
Yeah.
So I think that is as well very important to
By 2026, they're trying to remove 90% of the cash from the system. The Dubai government system already is 96% cashless.
Yes.
So you must have, if you're in Dubai, you must have seen that wherever you go, you can use your cards and
it's
everything.
It's like Apple Pay.
Yeah, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay.
I
still use my
card.
I still don't trust my phone with my details. But again, a lot of people are not using cash. So if someone, if you go to a bakala in UAE, you ask for a change, they'll be like, sorry.
What? You don't have change. You know, so you go like, oh yeah, okay, fine, Apple Pay. It's easier, it's more convenient.
Yeah.
But as well, regarding GITEX, the UAE's focus, we know that it's focusing on AI and digital economy. It's very evident through leadership sessions with officials like His Excellency Abdullah bin Tuq al-Marri and as well His Excellency Faisal al-Banai. And as well,
Abdullah bin Tuq al-Marri is the Minister of Economy, if I remember correctly. So yeah, the biggest people in the UAE government, they're giving talks there, they're visiting there. His Highness Sheikh Hamdan, Expand North Star opened on Sunday. So he was there on Sunday. He visited all the stands. There's this Khalifa Fund, which is a UAE-based fund. It is a UAE government fund for Emirati startups. Mm-hmm. They have also invested in 4 startups. So that's one of the biggest news that came out of there. Apart from that, at GITEX Global, day one, G42, which is the AI arm of the bigger Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, and it's headed by Sheikh Tanoon. who is also the defense minister, but he's the face of AI in the UAE. Mm-hmm. He was recently listed as one of the most prominent AI people in the world in Times 100 list. So G42's AI-powered intelligence grid and XPeng's eVTOL flying car, they're also there. You can always go there and see what G42 is doing. G42 is like the hub of AI in the UAE. Mm-hmm. They recently got $1.5 billion from Microsoft. They're getting NVIDIA chips. Their subsidiary Core42 recently implemented NVIDIA H100 chips into the system. They've developed an Arabic ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. It's called JAIS, J-A-I-S. They're developing a Hindi LLM, large language model, again, something like ChatGPT. So they're not even doing only English. They're prepping ChatGPTs in different languages in the world. True. Hindi one is called Nanda, I guess. So that working on that. So G42 is a big thing. You can go there to their stand, see everything that's happening. So this is what is all happening at GITEX. Mm-hmm. A lot of big players are there. Microsoft is there. Microsoft UAE is there. Most probably today, we may interview one of the guys. Keep looking at our socials. We went to Expand NASA yesterday. We did a lot of stories from there, mm-hmm. Telling you what is happening and what is not. So today, one of our people is there. So we'll give you a whole idea of what is happening at GITEX mm-hmm. Global today as well. So Expand NorthStar is also happening. Day two was a big thing. Expand NorthStar, basically, they divided into one, two, three, four parts. So there's FinTech Surge, all about FinTech. Mm-hmm. There's Future Blockchain Summit, so it's all about crypto, blockchain. Marketing Mania is there, so all the marketing firms are there. Presenting the new ideas in marketing. And then there's GITEX Impact, which is for sustainability, startups, sustainability, big players. So all this is happening at Expand NorthStar. Earlier on day one, I told you, His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed, Crown Prince of Dubai, was there. And this event will finish on 16th. So you only have today and tomorrow.
I mean, this is really very significant now. The event, as we mentioned earlier, it highlights a significant milestone for Dubai startup ecosystem because you know, it had surpassed 7.8 billion dirhams
yeah.
in funding since 2013.
Yeah, yesterday Rich told me, sorry to interrupt you, In5 was one of the places where Augustus Media originated from, yeah. Richard was telling me. So In5 got the startups that are part of the In5 mm-hmm. Ecosystem, which is incubated by the TCOM group. They surpassed nearly 7.8 billion in funding since 2023. That was announced at Expand NorthStar. Everything is being announced
there. It is such a big increase, you know what I mean? And it's very significant because like it is lining up with the economic agenda of D33. Yeah. And that's what I love about Dubai when it creates economic agendas. It's that it matches the agendas. And we only get to see that the agendas are matching later on throughout the years, because I remember reading this agenda back then. Yeah. So it's very important and very significant. Mm-hmm. Now as well, Khalifa Fund also announced its support for four Emirati tech businesses showcasing local innovation and boosting their global visibility. Now as well, this participation, it is going to be attracting more partnership and more investments, and it will be as well boosting the economy of the UAE, which I think is very significant. Yeah. And it will all as well be, they for sure have an agenda for years later, and years later from now we're going to be seeing the fact that, you know what, the UAE is actually matching its agenda that they had mentioned throughout the world.
So D33, like we talk about Saudi Vision 2030, everything that happens in Saudi mm-hmm. right now is always linked to it, because whatever you do in your individual capacity or in your institutional or company capacity, you always try to add something to the Saudi Vision 2033. Likewise, this event, GITEX, and a lot of events that are happening throughout Dubai in this season of events, to be honest, will contribute to the D33 economic agenda. They have a target of reaching some trillions of dirham. I don't remember exactly the number, so I won't quote a wrong number. But it's in trillions of dirhams. They have a whole goal where they want to achieve that in non-oil trade as well, non-oil industry. And the oil industry is always there going side by side. But the main idea is to move away from oil in the UAE and in the region. Some of the startups that were there, which were supported by Khalifa Fund, the four startups. It's one of them is Rafiq. It's a platform connecting customers with trusted home maintenance services. So Khalifa Fund investing in that. BYTech, which offers innovative digital solutions tailored to help businesses grow. Apart from that, there is Usul Communication and Technical Systems. It's a leader in communication and security solutions, CCTV, home automation. That is a startup that that is an Emirati startup, especially, and Khalifa Fund is investing in that. And lastly, there's Enigma Technologies. It's an Abu Dhabi-based brand enhancing the gaming experience in the GCC through premium gaming components. So they're into selling stuff which can help you do the gaming part. So consoles, remote controls, I guess everything that is related to gaming, they're working with that. So these are the four startups that they've invested in. Talked a lot about Jitex and Expand Northstar. I guess we should move on to some other thing.
Yes, another world.
Yeah. So Huda Beauty pledged $500,000 for humanitarian aid in Palestine and Lebanon. Huda Beauty.
Well, Huda Beauty. I love what she has done because, like, it's not. I know that, you know, influencers and the realm of social media as a whole, whether you are a news publication, or whether you are an influencer, both can get a lot of slack on what they post and what they don't post.
Yeah. After the cancel culture became very common, it has become a problem for everyone.
Yes.
You think like 100 times before posting anything.
For sure, because like if you post, you can get canceled or like boycotted.
Yeah.
Or if you don't post, you can as well get
the algorithm won't help you and you won't grow.
Not at all, 100%. So, like, we know that, you know, Huda Beauty is a significant beauty makeup influencer, and her sister, Muna Qattan, the amazing perfume fragrance maker. I love her perfumes. So they donated, as you said, $500,000.
The funds will be split between Doctors Without Borders, that is MSF. If I pronounce correctly, I know doctors in French are called médecins. So Médecins Sans Borders, I don't know, frontiers, I guess. But it has a French pronunciation. So MSF, which is in French, and Doctors Without Borders in English. And apart from that, the fund will also go to Lebanese Red Cross. We're all seeing what's happening in Lebanon, the invasion by Israel. So this money will help the people there. Apart from that, the money will also go to Palestine, where Israel is carrying out a genocide in Gaza. These people, everyone from the region is making their contribution. Recently, UAE had Stands with Lebanon. Whole campaign is there for 2 weeks. The first week only got 130 million dirhams or dollars. I'm confused, but 130 million dirhams. They got contributions from a lot of people over the weekend. A lot of volunteers went to the expo. They were packing stuff for sending to Palestine and Lebanon. Sorry, this time it's Lebanon, but they're already doing a lot of stuff in Palestine. We talked about it, field hospitals, floating hospitals, water filtration systems. UAE has done like a million things for Palestine, for whatever is happening there. So yeah, donation is not the first time. I was reading,
it's not her first time. She, Huda has always been very vocal about what is actually happening in
Palestine.
And she has always, like, you know, she made it very clear where she stands and how she wants to deal with it. The moment, and she even at some point would reply to people comments. I remember once she replied to a comment that said, and she said, "I don't want blood money." And that is like one thing that that's what makes Huda Qattan a very unique influencer. However, I think that's as well a very smart business idea. The fact that she made it very, you know.
But Huda has been a very smart businesswoman since the start. I got introduced to her like three years ago. Didn't know her before that. Sorry, not into beauty influencers. But again, my wife obviously introduced me to her. We went to some shopping mall. She was buying the products and she told me about, oh, this is this. So I obviously Googled her, saw whatever she was doing. I always had this idea, we were discussing before the show, a little unbusinessy thing, but yes. I think the whole beauty industry, it is my opinion, it's not an expert opinion, but again, the whole beauty industry, sometimes it feels artificial or mm-hmm. sometimes it feels too made up. But with these influencers, it has become more relatable for people, mm-hmm. I guess. Because I remember someone told me on our show, we had this intern, Vurd. Mm-hmm. She told me that Huda Beauty or some other brand, they launched a whole series of foundations for all skin colors. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the brand exactly. If she's watching, she usually watches the show, Vurd. So she can comment what the brand was. But she actually, Rihanna's brand.
Yeah,
she talked about Rihanna, that Rihanna's brand, they launched like bases and foundations in all colors. Usually it was always like too white or I don't know, again, bad with foundation colors. But the idea is that these influencers, they actually are becoming more relatable. And that is why they're growing better as well.
That, I mean, I do agree with you, you know what I mean? And with Huda's case, the fact that, you know what, she is being so relatable to what's happening right now in Lebanon and in Palestine makes people actually like her more. And the more that she's actually... And by the way, there was a comment on the post, on a post that was on Love Dubai that said, why is she talking about it? Because I can ask them, you know, if you talk about it, then a good deed, then it means it's not counted. However, I think she talked about it because it's a good business idea. If she did not talk about it, people would have boycotted her. And she would have lost a lot in business.
I guess now in the world, before influencers and all these people who are on their social media, they actually didn't care about these ideas. And they never commented because they wanted to be safe. Now, I think the population or the people, the populace, that is on social media, they want an opinion from their influencers now. They force them to take a side. And then influencers have to take a side. So eventually, the Middle Eastern influencers obviously are in the favor that whatever is happening is wrong, Israel is doing wrong, the genocide is wrong, the invasion in Lebanon is wrong. A lot of them talk about it very openly. They give their opinions that this shouldn't happen, this shouldn't happen. So it's good that Middle Eastern influencers are adding to the voice, that's to the global voice, that all this should end and should end as soon as possible. So
I do agree with you 100%. You know, I as well would like to add on to something is that Huda's beauty contribution to Lebanon and Palestine, just like that, it's a very big number. You know, it's like it's not like any influencer has given away like $500,000.
Not even dirhams, dollars, right?
Literally, it's like it's a lot. You know what I mean? It's a huge amount of money. So I think it's like a win-win situation, not to lose her fans, not to lose her audience or her customers, and as well, you know, to actually help.
No, we've seen this with a lot of global brands. Yes. Where McDonald's is doing a lot of stuff in the region now. They're introducing new deals. They're introducing new initiatives which are more localized. Because after they gave free meals to Israel, I read somewhere that McDonald's is planning to buy out all the franchises in Israel, because after the backlash that they faced after giving, it was obviously a franchise. McDonald's itself as a company didn't provide the meals. It was the franchise in Israel, which was bought by other people. I can buy a McDonald's franchise in the UAE. A lot of people in this region have bought McDonald's franchises. So McDonald's now is considering buying all the franchises back from the owners who have it in Israel, because they've understood the impact of the boycott. Sales are declining still now. It's not even like the Q3 numbers will soon come. That's I haven't seen any of them. I was looking for them actually yesterday. But global brand Starbucks fired their CEO, brought in a new one, Chipotle one. Chipotle recently opened in Dubai. Just a segue to the Love in Dubai part as well. Yes. We talked a lot about it on Love in Dubai. Everyone was there, I guess.
Yes, everyone was there. But actually, funny thing about McDonald's, my uncle is the vice president of McDonald's for the Middle East. And he had actually confirmed that they actually struggled a lot with the boycott.
So global brands, even if they don't agree, their numbers show that they are suffering because of the boycotts. And this news that McDonald's may buy out all the franchises from Israeli owners, Again, it shows that the country is not doing something right in the global political landscape. So let's finish this show on this note. We talked a lot about GITEX Global. It's still happening. Today is day two. If you're visiting, try to take public transport. Be as cautious and safe as possible. Don't try to take a car because you'll get stuck. It'll be a problem for you. So it's better to use public transport or maybe park your car at a good metro station. There's a lot of them. Centerpoint, I remember, has free parking. Jabal Ali has free parking. So just park your car there, take the metro, enjoy the ride and the view of Dubai, and just go there and enjoy the show. If you're going to Dubai Harbor, obviously, plan your trip. Obviously, don't just go there and decide what I'll do.
Yes.
You can't wing it because a lot of people are coming, obviously. Yes. They're expecting a lot of people at all the events. Expand North Star is in day three today. So a lot of people who are getting FOMO after not going for 2 days will try to go today. So just be safe, be careful, plan it and then go. So it'll be a good experience for you. So you can enjoy the startups and everything, not just get stuck in the traffic for 3 hours. So we talked about all of that. We'll give you more on the GITEX Global. Follow us on all the social medias, especially Instagram. We're doing stories from GITEX Global today. So you'll see a lot of interviews with a lot of people. You'll see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We have boots on the ground today. Expand North Star, we went yesterday. We have all the stories there. We'll try to publish a reel combining all the things in one, so you can see what's happening at Expand North Star. Thank you very much for joining today. Hats off to Huda Katan and Mona Katan and their brands, Huda Beauty and Kayali Perfumes, for giving away pledging $500,000 to the humanitarian cause in Palestine and Lebanon. See you tomorrow. If you missed anything, just go to YouTube, go to live and see the show again. If you want any information about GITEX and Expand North Star, we discussed a lot. So you'll get a lot of things that you want to know about it. This is the Smashy Business Show. It's a Smashy Business production, part of the larger Augustus Media Podcast Network. Take care. See you tomorrow.